What's up, everyone? This is Matt Vogt of The Lifestyle Practice, where we help dentists like you achieve your goals and dreams through practice ownership. We're not just podcasters, as you know. Our main way we work with dentists is through one-on-one coaching. We also work together via our online learning course, TLP Academy, and our exclusive TLP Mastermind groups. So if you think you'd like to take your practice to the next level and create your very own lifestyle practice, one that operates on your terms and not the other way around, email me at matt@thelifestylepractice.com. So as promised, this is the last episode of my startup mini-series where we've discussed many different aspects of starting your own dental practice or kind of how to grow your existing practice by thinking like a startup. So to recap, we've discussed finding the perfect location, obtaining financing and budgeting appropriately, marketing to have a full book of patients on day one, staffing your startup for growth, and leading your team successfully. So now you're ready to build your very own dental practice from scratch. Okay, obviously I joke a bit, but even though there are a ton of things that we haven't discussed that go into building a successful practice from scratch, I hope that this startup mini-series has given you a great base of information to help demystify the startup process. I remember when I was first researching how to do this, and there's just so many different sources of partial information and conflicting things, and to just go on Dental Town or those Facebook groups and try to figure it out on your own, and I know it's really daunting. So I hope this has helped given you some direction. So what does this look like when you put all of the puzzle pieces together successfully? To wrap up our startup mini-series, let's look at a client of mine, who we'll call Dr. Eric, and examine his practice. Dr. Eric just wrapped up his first full month of his startup, and by the second week he was open, he had 300 patients on his books, which is now up to close to 500 patients after a month. He had a very productive first month, is on pace for an even more productive second month, and has already actually hired his first full-time hygienist in his practice, which is so fast. He's even quitting his part-time associateship already to go full-time in his practice. And this is just 1 month in. It's just so cool to see. So how did he do it? Let's break down the things that Dr. Eric did very, very well to get to this point based on the things we've already discussed in past episodes of this mini-series. Number one, he chose the right location. I told you we'd come back to this point in our very first episode when we were talking about location. But your location is truly everything. Dr. Eric chose a location where he was needed. It happened to be a place where he also wanted to go, but this place had a ratio of over 3,000 to 1 people per dentist in the area, and it had all the intangibles of being a great place for a startup. And like we said in our episode about location, your location in dentistry is like the wind to a marathon runner. I love this analogy. I know you've heard me say it multiple times. But if you're running downwind and the breeze is behind your back, the entire race is going to be easier and you're going to move a little bit faster. If the breeze is blowing straight into your face, it's going to be a grind. You're going to move slower. And in dentistry, a great practice location is like running downwind. And this is definitely something that's contributed to Dr. Eric's quick growth. We also worked together, Dr. Eric and I, to analyze what marketing strategies and insurance participation would make the most sense for his location, as well as how to lay out his practice to set him up for success right now and well into the future. And honestly, I think we nailed it. He had a few blind spots in this area that we worked through together that provided a massive boost in his early growth. This isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. And honestly, I've got to give a ton of the credit here to Dr. Eric for executing on the plan. Number two, he was very smart with his money. Another thing that Dr. Eric did very well was allot and spend his budget intelligently. It is so easy to get caught up in an inflated budget as a startup if you're not intentional about where every single dollar is going. Being intentional decreases your risk and leaves more cushion to spend money on the things that really matter in your business. The easiest way for you to cause a ton of heartburn for yourself in your startup is to spend every dollar that the bank gives you and feel immense pressure to produce on day one. The correct way is to spend appropriately on the things that will help you do productive dentistry and spend on the highest return on investment items to be able to provide a great patient experience in the practice. And then you need to cut ruthlessly on the things that won't help you accomplish those goals. And Dr. Eric put in the time to do this. He got multiple quotes. He explored what options were out there and he saw the results. And number three, probably the most important thing that propelled Dr. Eric to this explosive growth is he marketed himself and his practice the right way. When we look at his success and reflect on how he got off to such a quick start with his practice, I think the most important thing to learn from Dr. Eric is his patient acquisition strategy. He didn't hide from his new patients. He didn't hope that people would show up. He didn't build his practice and expect that people would be clamoring to come in to have dentistry done. Dr. Eric knew what he needed to do, and he put in the work, he put in the time and the effort to get new patients into his practice, and obviously it worked. He started marketing very early, so he began to tell his story to people in his area through his website, Google page, social media channels, and signage at his physical location from the moment he began construction. He sent mailers at the right time, and he made sure that his marketing efforts all came together at the right time, right before he opened his doors, so that he was ready to capture the attention of his patient base. This level of effort, combined with his very good location, was one of the biggest keys to his success. Not only did we develop a great marketing plan together that he executed on, but Dr. Eric also hustled. It's just the honest truth. He knew that he had a reputation for being a great dentist in his area, and he knew that he was a great dentist doing great work as well. So his marketing reflected that, and I think there's a lesson to be learned there. His marketing was not cocky, but it reflected a calm, quiet confidence in who he was and what he would do for patients of his brand new dental practice. He was certainly not afraid to form connections in his community and put his face out there on all of his marketing and highlight all the reasons why you should come see him. Most importantly, when we talk about marketing, we're not just talking about paying a company to do all this for you. If that's your plan with a startup, I would seriously reconsider. Because in my opinion, you've got to nail the little things when it comes to marketing for your startup. And that usually only happens when you're putting in the work yourself, especially in the lead up to the day that you open your doors. I think one of the best things you can do as a potential startup practice owner is understand the ins and outs of marketing and how to get new patients into your practice as efficiently as possible. That sounds really obvious to say, but too often I see doctors looking to start practices and expecting that patients will just show up out of thin air, or thinking that just being in network with the right insurance companies is enough to have patients rolling into the practice on day one. So really, it's about understanding what it takes and putting in the work. And that's going to be unique for every person and every location. So there's a framework that you can follow, like we've talked about in all of these episodes, but there is not a one-size-fits-all solution. You can do this a number of different ways, and it's just going to depend on who you are as a person and a dentist and where you're at and what works best for you. All of these things individually are not groundbreaking ideas, but what Dr. Eric did extremely well was putting all the puzzle pieces together at the right time. If I had to go back to when I started my practice from scratch and do some things differently, I wish I would have figured out a way to put those puzzle pieces together even a bit better. For instance, I messed up a crucial part of insurance credentialing and made a decision to go and network with a company that I definitely shouldn't have. And that probably cost me thousands over the years in reimbursements until I corrected it. There's a lot of decisions like this that you'll be making at the beginning of a scratch startup that can have a downstream effect on your profitability. And if you mess them up, they might be tiny decisions, but even the tiniest ones, if you don't get them right, can have an effect on your profitability for a long time until you correct them. Some of those decisions, like we've talked about in these episodes, they can't be corrected, like your location, or things that are very, very difficult to change, like the layout of your practice. when it comes to my decision with my insurance participation, it wasn't until I had a coach of my own, honestly, and a second set of eyes on my practice that I was able to fix it. It's water under the bridge now, and certainly I have no regrets on how things have gone and how my practice has grown. But I do look back and I wonder what could have been if I had enlisted the support of someone to grow my business even sooner. So with that, we wrap up our startup mini-series for good. If you listened to the mini-series and it was helpful in your journey to starting your own practice, email me and tell me about it. I love hearing from all of you who are listening, and it's a lot of fun to interact. And if you're looking for help and looking for a specific proven framework to follow to be able to set your startup up for success and explosive growth like Dr. Eric, that's what I do for my startup clients. Like we always talk about here at TLP, you don't have to go it alone. You know how to get a hold of me, Matt@thelifestylepractice.com. And I thank you for listening to this mini series and the TLP podcast. And I wish you all the success in the world in creating your lifestyle practice. Until next time, cheers. And we'll talk to you again soon.